What's a browser?
What is internet anyway?
What is the essence of Microsoft?
Plug it into this box here, the modem.
In the cyberspace!
Into cyberspace with Tyler Bakey. He's here again.
It's your man. I just come off the internet.
Yeah.
I walked out of the internet and I'm back in real life. I was doing research.
Now, you're actually telling us all about the net and technology in this segment. What have you got for us this time round, mate?
Yeah. The topic of this week is centralization and decentralization. What comes to mind when I tell you these words?
Nothing, honestly. Like,
it's like nothing going on up there.
Wait, okay. but then again, like decentralization, because I know slightly things about it.
Okay,
it reminds me of Bitcoin, right?
Yes, right. Good example. Now, to all the listeners out there who are a little bit tech savvy, we're not listening to Bitcoin. No Bitcoin.
No Bitcoin. Bitcoin. Okay.
It's out. Okay.
We're stop investing in Bitcoin.
Exactly. It's going to crash. It's never going to go back up.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So what we're going to talk about is centralization and decentralization in the World Wide Web.
Okay.
Not necessarily NFTs, not blockchain necessarily, even though those are a form of decentralization, of course.
Yeah.
Not really focused on that. Two different things.
Okay.
So let's talk about what decentralization means. Maybe in like our day-to-day life so we can understand it. So you can have like economic or market decentralization. For example, instead of a government holding a monopoly on something, they could, you know, privatize that sector and then go to like multiple different companies with contracts.
Mm.
That's sort of like a form of decentralizing the action that the government's doing, right?
Right.
Through the private sector, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We actually use decentralized systems with our technology. So tech savvy out there, DNS, you might know what it is, but if you don't, here's a little rundown. So every time you type in www.google.com,
tip, 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 tip.
Facebook.com, Instagram.com, any website, you use the domain name system.
Ooh, DNS.
Exactly, DNS. This is a decentralized system that for some reason, I don't know how humanity's agreed to do it. We all use it. Everyone's just happy with it, okay?
It just works.
It just works. No, truly, it just works. So what happens is your device, right? It doesn't actually know where the servers are for like Google or Facebook. It doesn't know where to go.
I don't know where Google is.
Exactly. Yeah, to be honest, me neither, man. I think it's in the cloud somewhere. Ooh. So what do we do? What do? We go to a DNS server.
Right.
Right? You can actually configure this on your device right now. You can change your DNS server. So your device will go and ask that server, hey, how do I get to Google? Then the DNS server, right? It could be anywhere in the world. It's like,
yeah.
I'll look through my records. I don't really have google.com for some reason. Of course it has Google. Good example though. So you know what? I'm going to go ask my mate, who's also a DNS server, for his information.
Right.
And then they do that infinitely until they track down where Google is.
Right.
And then collectively, all of them save a copy of the information. Right? So no matter what DNS server you go to,
yep,
eventually they'll all populate with all of the information. It's like a yellow pages, but like meta edition, like metaverse.
And if right? you don't have it in your yellow pages, you call up a mate on the other side of the fucking world and they look through their yellow pages.
Yeah, true. It's kind of like if you had a city and you took all of the road signs off of the street corners and you just replaced it with a random guy.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
You're like, hey, mate, do you know how I get into the CBD? And he's like, oh, no, but you might have a good chance going over that guy. So give it. But also, let me know what he says so I know for the next guy who asks. Right? That's like what it is.
Right. Okay. Yep. So that's DNS.
And that's decentralized. And we use that today. It's amazing, right? Because no one can shut it down because everyone owns it.
Yes.
The problem with centralization, and centralization's like Google and Facebook, they own the platform. They can turn it off. Elon Musk can buy Twitter and flick the switch and you're gone. No tweets. You're out.
Oh, no.
You're shit out of luck. Corey, you're out of 6 p.m. news reads.
Oh,
if
no.
they switch Twitter off. But yeah.
Egypt could go, oh, you've got protests going on? Guess what, guys? The internet's off. For absolutely
so
everyone.
Meep, meep. and we, in a sense, we kind of saw that with the whole Ukraine drama, with like, I think, what's the Starlink or whatever?
Starlink. Elon's just internet flipping the switch. Satellite service. Yeah.
That's like centralized internet. That's crazy. Yeah. And all these websites, they hold our information. Terms and conditions may not be in our best interest. Data leaks, all this kind of stuff. Mm. So, just, you know, from a user perspective, decentralization is exactly the same as we currently have it. So if we were looking at a decentralized web, we would kind of be looking at the same web that we're looking at now, but it's just run differently behind the scenes.
Right.
And the idea is, instead of all of our devices going to a central server like Facebook or like Google, we would actually distribute all of this platform stuff between a bunch of different devices that all work together. And in doing so, not a single person, not a single government, not a single company can flip the switch and turn off the internet or control it.
Wow.
Now, the best example I have of this in action, not endorse this.
Oh no.
Is online internet piracy. And it's unfortunate, but it truly is, right? Like,
yeah,
like it's peer-to-peer. So people host files, and it's not necessarily just used for piracy, of course. It actually has legitimate uses.
Hmm.
But people host the files, and they send the files to each other between their personal devices. And, you know, I hate to say it, but government, buddy, you're shit out of luck. You can't shut that down, right? So it's all about control, about freedom. And, you know, in the future, that's possibly where the internet is heading. So buckle up, get ready to host your own 5,000 terabyte 27 Xeon CPU server in your household, because you will need to contribute to Amazon Web Services in the future and not get paid for it. Into cyberspace.
That's a really shocking future. Thank you for teaching us about that, Tyler Bakey, for this edition of Into Cyberspace.
Into Cyberspace!